It's been Sir, the old Jeff. Thank you for the Jabberwocky there. My father could recite that poem from memory. I remember him doing it many a time throughout the years growing up. Kind of sad that I don't think he has the mental capacity anymore to do that. Though I might be rather surprised. That is really, might be one of the most ingrained poems in his head. I'm fairly certain that he digitized him doing a reading of that from his eighth-inch tape, reel-to-reel tape. I might have to go find that and hear it again. But thanks for your rendition of that. Really appreciate it.
That was Evil Jeff there from Minions and Musings. Great to hear from you. And it's really nice that you've got that memory. That's a cool dad right there. I remember reading Jabberwocky was, it was one of the first things I distinctly remember reading it and thinking, I want to commit this to memory, you know. I think nonsense is so important and it is undervalued. You can't have too much nonsense in your life.
Wow. Just wow, Spence. That was awesome, dude. The production value, the delivery, the pacing, that was just, that was fantastic, man. I'm super happy that I'm reading poetry too, because now people can compare good and then mine. So, dude, like, that was just wonderful. And also, playing hide and seek in the forest, it doesn't matter how old you are, that's always fun. That was adorable. Keep it up, dude. That was a fantastic episode that I will absolutely 100% re-listen to. All right, dude. Peace out.
Joe from Hindsightless. It's very kind of you to say, Joe, that that I made a good job of that. I mean, personally, you know, you've done a few readings and they've been great, and you haven't had to resort to sound effects. There's no real technical skill involved there. It's just called having a bit of time on your hands.
Hey, Spencer, it's Liren. Well, you said you don't know how that happened. Let's see. When a boy likes a girl and they get under the covers and they're super friendly to each other, his little swimmy finds her little egg. Is that scientific enough for you? Your daughter is so adorable. Oh my gosh. That is the cutest age. Oh my gosh. I mean, I don't want to say it's all downhill from here, because it's not. But, I mean, that really is the cutest age. Thank you so much for sharing a little bit of her with us. That was awesome. Hey, Spencer. Liren again. What a surprise. Thank you so much for that reading. Do you know, I forget about that poem all the time. That's so funny. You know, it's for some reason, I have a terrible memory for stuff like that. It's like movie quotes. Oh my gosh, Jeff can spout off movie quotes like nobody's business. Do you think I can do that? I'll like look at him and go, oh, from that one movie. And he'll just spout off impressive skill. Anyway, thank you very much for sharing that.
Hey, Liren. I should have known that you would be calling in with some adult education for me. Yeah, thanks for that. I heard you mention that chickens are born with all their eggs inside them. But did you know that's not only true for chickens? Everyone is born from an egg that formed in their grandmother's womb. Just think about that. Yeah, and as for my daughter and it being all downhill from here, I hope not, because I've got some RPG stuff that's recommended for 3 and above. So I'm hoping I might be able to get a game on.
It's August, that most hallowed month of the year when we celebrate the illustrious role-playing game. Are you bursting with energy to celebrate the hobby that fuels your imagination and haunts your dreams? Do you feel a burning need to share your passion for your hobby? Join Spencer a.k.a. Free Thrall, as he waxes poetic about the word of the day throughout the most wondrous month of the year, RPG A Day Month.
Day 17. Today's word is one. One-page dungeons. Oh, you can't see it, but I've got my thumb in the air.
Warning, if celebrating the sound of dice hitting the table and pondering the meaning of the many acronyms within your player's handbook doesn't cure that burning sensation, please see your doctor.
Big thanks to Liren from Updates from the Middle of Nowhere for her very special contributions.